time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without doing this, then you can look back on this moment and go, you know what, did all right. This could be kind of twofold, all right? But if you can manage to make it through the day without being so impatient that you have to pick up the intercom at the airport and call for service over the loudspeaker, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Delta associates that aren't paying attention. Please come to 30B.
Yep.
You have a customer waiting.
He's like paging anyone who works
paging,
here.
He's at... So, you know, when you go to a gate... early.
Yes.
There's not always gate agents there.
Right.
Especially if it's an hour or two before your flight leaves. They usually come, you know, with enough time to like get everybody together,
checked in
and all that stuff. Right. Exactly. Because a lot of times the gate agents are actually going to get on the plane.
Right.
So he arrived and no one was there. He needed to talk to someone immediately.
Thank you. Please come and help the customer at 30B. Anybody on shift? Literally nobody wants to respond.
Yeah. He's still on the loudspeaker.
He went back and did it. Like at one, he grabbed it. At one point, a pilot finally comes over and kind of nicely explains to him to go to another gate. Like if you need help, just go to another gate that has an agent. That's all you got to do. And I don't know if you knew this or not, but you, as long as it's the same, like
airline,
yeah, you can go to any of their gates and be like, hey, I have a flight. It's not at this gate, but it's going from Louisville to Tacoma. And
what if you need to change flights?
Yeah, I need to update my seat, or I need to add baggage or whatever. You know, they can help you.
Okay.
This guy was a little impatient.
That's fine. I'll just keep broadcasting. No.
Is he fighting?
The captain just walked away from me and saying I could go somewhere else.
Telling people. He's updating people. It's like his own little personal podcast.
Oh my gosh.
So does anybody want to help with customer service?
Yeah.
Like that's going through the entire airport?
Yes. Well, at least that area.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. My gosh.
Oh my gosh.
So again, little patience probably when we're traveling is good.
Wait, did anybody ever show up?
That's a good question.
Oh, we don't have the closure?
Don't know.
Oh, dang it. Oh, so you know what? It's just like when you go to the grocery store and there's 25 checkout lanes and there's one person working.
Oh.
It was like that. It was like, why you got to have a gate
without
desk without an agent?
CSR agent.
Like, why are you not staffing all your gates?
I know.
Bless his heart.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without being so impatient, you got to pick up the intercom, call for service over the loudspeaker, you're doing okay.
Kudos to him for figuring out how to work it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just looks like
just
a CB
maybe I click this button.
Maybe I click this,
Test 1-2,
yeah,
can you hear me?
Are you on? All right, I'm on. All right, here, let's go.
Phone on 1-2-1-2.
Delta associates that aren't paying attention.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep, that's your setting the bar story.
Okay.
On 99.70 JX.